We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, valuable viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Ho Tooth, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongcha Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Goshen County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Scotland invests in computer systems to better protect youth. In humanitarian news, the United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority and Sudanese Dove of Peace discuss joint efforts. In animal welfare news, a pet store in the United States helps people adopt canine companions. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, April 23rd, award-winning Icelandic author Halldór Kiljun Laxness was born in Reykjavik, Iceland in 1902. He was one of the first internationally recognized Icelandic writers and is thought of as one of the nation's most creative of the 20th century. In total, he penned more than 60 works, including novels, short stories, travel books, plays, and memoirs. His books include Under the Holy Mountain and The Great Weaver from Kashmir, which convey his spiritual experiences, and The Light of the World, a novel about an Icelandic folk poet. Mr. Laxness received the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1955 for his exceptional literary accomplishments. May gifted writers like Mr. Haldor Kiljun Laxness continue to grace our earth with their fine talents for all to appreciate and enjoy.
Flying News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Tennessee, USA. On April 10th, multiple tornadoes with winds reaching nearly 170 miles per hour struck several states in the southeastern part of the United States, with five people who lost their lives. In a matter of seconds, hundreds of homes were torn apart, including 100 destroyed and 150 with damages in the state of Tennessee.
They said it was about a 23-mile long.
It was so much like a subway train right in front of us before it blew the wall off.
After our association's relief team assessed the situation for need, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent a $20,000 donation on April 19. It was found that the government and other humanitarian groups had helped to lessen the immediate effects of the disaster. Our association's relief team went door to door to meet the victims and handed out supplies such as gloves, garbage bags, socks, and flashlights. People in need were also given cash assistance of either $60 or $100, depending on each case. The storm-affected residents were touched by Supreme Master Ching Hai's unconditional aid.
Thank you to the Supreme Master Ching Hai for all the help and all the good kind deeds.
Thank you for the Supreme Master Ching Hai, and you just don't know how much this means to us when you're really just so down and out and lost everything. This is wonderful. This was from heaven. Thank you so much.
We thank the local governments as well as relief and medical personnel who have helped families begin their paths to recovery. We're grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for reaching out to many of the victims most in need, and also appreciate our association's relief team for their diligent efforts to help.
Thank you guys so much.
We pray for the people's continued safety and comfort, especially for those who have lost loved ones or their homes. May traumatic events such as these vanish as we strive to bring greater care and compassion to our world.
Indonesian village endures damaging whirlwind. Local officials in the Tabo Regency of Jambi Province on Sumatra Island reported a whirlwind that passed through the Sungai Rambai village on Tuesday, with strong winds leaving around 76 houses damaged. Mr. Saleh Sibley, head of the Jambi Province Social Affairs Agency, stated, "The whirlwind blew the roofs off houses and almost destroyed some buildings. Thankfully, no injuries were reported, and the Social Affairs Agency moved swiftly to distribute food and other items to those victims whose homes had become uninhabitable. Our gratefulness, Mr. Sibley and Jambi Social Affairs Agency, for your quick response to the needs of the affected villagers. We pray that they may soon see the complete restoration of their productive everyday lives as we strive for more responsible stewardship of our planet to ease extreme weather events such as these."
India faces heatwave. In India's Orissa state, northwesterly winds have brought temperatures averaging close to 44 degrees Celsius, reaching as high as 46.1 degrees in the city of Angul. With officials investigating the cause of recent fatalities, up to 29 people are feared to have perished from the heat. In the north, Hisar city of Haryana state had 42 degrees Celsius weather, while the nation's capital of New Delhi recorded a temperature of 41.6 degrees. Meanwhile, schools across Orissa state have been temporarily closed for children's safety. Our condolences to those who have lost loved ones as we pray for the protection of brethren in India. with heaven's grace, may extreme conditions such as these subside through our increased consideration of each other and the environment. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Seahorse cargo ship released. The Lebanese-owned ship and her 19 crew members detained earlier in the week have been safely released according to United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP, spokesman Peter Smerdon. The MV Seahorse has resumed her mission to India to pick up over 7,300 tons of WFP humanitarian food aid for delivery to Somalia. We are gladdened to know of the crew's safety and wish the MV Seahorse success in completing her valued mission of bringing sustenance to the Somali people.
Asian Economy Meeting concludes with success. This year's three-day Bao'au Forum for Asia, or BFA, annual conference 2009, held in Hainan Province of southern China, was attended by some 1,600 high-level officials and business leaders. BFA is a non-profit, non-governmental organization with a stated mission of helping Asian nations integrate economically and achieve development goals. Amongst the officials and business leaders in attendance was former Philippine President Fidel Ramos, founding member and current chair of the forum. Chinese Prime Minister Wen Jiabao gave the keynote opening address, where he advocated for closer economic cooperation between developing Asian economies. He also stated his nation's support for free trade, including a generous pledge to launch a $10 billion US dollar China-Asian investment fund to help establish a stronger regional economy. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency, China, and all participants for continuing to build on the cooperative foundations of the Bao'au Forum for Asia. Wishing the people of all your nations abundant shared friendship and prosperity.
Arizona, USA welcomes newest Loving Hut. On Sunday, April 19th, the grand opening of a new Loving Hut in Phoenix, Arizona, USA, brought taste treats and surprise to a steady stream of delighted customers.
It was delicious, really flavorful.
So yesterday we had time, we came by, and it was amazing. For one, I had no idea that it was vegan. Came in and we ordered the spicy cha-cha. And I was like, this was shrimp, and I was eating shrimp, thinking, well, okay, this is good. But then, while I was waiting for my order, we had gotten another one in the menu that said everything was vegan. And I'm like, well, no, this is shrimp. How do you do that? It was wonderful stuff. We were very impressed with it. And definitely had to come back today, and we will come back quite often.
Inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of providing greater access to delectable plant-based dining for everyone, and in all parts of the globe, Loving Hut makes the transition to the life-saving vegan lifestyle easy and enjoyable.
When I went in, it smelled good, and when I sat down and tried it, it absolutely tastes good, and I would give up all the beef in the world, and I'm a huge beef eater.
The wide variety of food choices offered at the vibrant restaurant not only satisfies the palate, but is also nourishing. Loving Hut offers a warm and welcoming atmosphere that appeals to all kinds of diners.
It's healthy and it's delicious. I think anybody who likes good food would really enjoy this. It's great.
Way to go, Loving Hut Phoenix, for your auspicious launch, bringing new tastes and happy meal times to your enthusiastic city. We send our heartfelt gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her inspiration and encouragement of this compassionate enterprise. May we soon awaken to a new era when all the world experiences the benefits of the animal-free lifestyle.
Save our planet. Greenhouse gases could interfere with ozone recovery. scientists at the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Agency, or NASA, and Johns Hopkins University in Maryland, USA, have reported the finding that greenhouse gases limit the circulation of ozone in certain regions of the upper atmosphere. The effect of this is that the healing of the ozone layer, whose depletion was caused by previous use of chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, and other chemicals, may be much slower in tropical zones.
The scientists note that although greenhouse gases actually cool the upper stratosphere, allowing the ozone layer to heal more quickly, these recently discovered circulation changes appear to offset that benefit in tropical areas, thus limiting or even delaying the healing effect indefinitely. Professor Feng Li of NASA stated, "Most studies of ozone and global change have focused on cooling in the upper stratosphere, but we find circulation is just as important. It's not one process or the other, but both."
Our sincere appreciation, Professor Feng Li and National Aeronautics and Space Agency and Johns Hopkins researchers, for helping us to understand the multiple challenges the planet faces from greenhouse gas emissions. We pray for rapid earth-saving actions to preserve all life across the globe.
In December 2006, during a retreat with our association members in Germany, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared her concern and insights about the possible consequences of a destabilized atmosphere.
If it's warm, you jump into the water. If it's too cold, I don't know. Do you have enough things to keep you warm? It might get freezing even after the warming period. Do you understand me? Because sometimes the pollution, it damaged the ozone layer. Yes, and then all the heat maybe escape. After a while, we don't have any heat. And then maybe too much pollution cover the sun and everything. And maybe too much changing. And then everything will go so bad and it might be freezing. It's even worse also. So many things can happen. And it can happen soon. Huh? So right now, it's time for all the people of every country should get together and think of the solution quick.
Save our planet. Fishing devastates number of Uganda's Nile perch. Nile perch populations once flourished in Uganda's Lake Victoria. However, their numbers decreased by 81% between 2005 and 2008 due to fishing. With the aid of funds from the European Union, Ugandan representatives say that efforts will be stepped up to end illegal fishing on the lake, which is shared with Kenya and Tanzania, so that the species can recover. Many thanks, European Union, for your offer to help save the Nile perch, and we appreciate Uganda's actions to address the tragedy that this fish is facing due to human activities. Let us join in changing to a plant-based lifestyle so that these and other cherished aquatic co-inhabitants may flourish once more.
Save Our Planet, AIA, Top 10 Green Building Projects. The American Institute of Architects, or AIA, and its Committee on the Environment has released its top 10 list of eco-friendly architecture and design. Included is the Jewish Reconstructionist Congregation in Evanston, Illinois, which has conserved 25% of the original building space while providing natural light and ventilation. Another is the Patola Valley Town Center in California, USA, constructed using recycled materials and obtaining 40% of its energy from solar power.
Other honorees are the Charles Hostler Student Center on the seafront of Lebanon, the Chartwell School in California, USA, Great River Energy Headquarters in Minnesota, USA, the Shangri-La Botanical Gardens and Nature Center in Texas, USA, the Terry Thomas Building in Washington, USA, the International Fund for Animal Welfare World Headquarters in Massachusetts, USA, Gish Apartments in California, USA, an affordable housing development situated next to a light rail line with a solar rooftop array, and the Synergy at Dockside Green of Canada. Hats off all green winners for being a shining example of tasteful surroundings through responsible planetary stewardship. We look forward to the day soon that all establishments are as eco-friendly as yours.
Save Our Planet. Chief Scientist of Australia, Professor Penny Sackett, calls for the toughest possible targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, warning that the world has very limited time to decrease emissions to avoid irreversible damage from climate change.
Save Our Planet. The Yangtze Conservation and Development Report 2009 states that drought conditions over the last few years are shrinking the Yangtze River, as well as lakes Poryang and Dongting in China.
Save our planet. Ireland encourages commuters to use bikes as the preferred mode of transportation to decrease traffic congestion, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and receive health benefits from the exercise.
Hello there, I'm Cock-a-doodle Danny the Rooster, a natural vegetarian with a tip on traveling with your animal companion. Do you know that some airlines allow your animal friend to travel with you in the cabin? You can ask your booking agent or look online to find out the policy of individual companies. Hope you and your best animal pal have a great flight. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, Scotland allocates more than 1.5 million euros for better protection of children. The funds will be invested in computer systems to facilitate improved communication between various agencies which work to safeguard vulnerable youngsters. In addition, information about adults that may need special attention will also be shared, enabling the police to act more quickly when required. Our appreciation, Scotland, for your detailed care of your young citizens. May all children of God be safe, protected, and loved.
In humanitarian news, United Arab Emirates discusses collaborating with Sudan in relief work. Representatives from the Sudanese Doves of Peace organization met at the United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority headquarters in Abu Dhabi. They discussed joint efforts between the two groups regarding helping residents of Sudan return to their villages. In addition, helping the Sudanese provinces attain stability and peace was an important concern. Our sincere gratitude, United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority and Sudanese Doves of Peace organization, for assisting the kind citizens of Sudan. May we soon enjoy a world in which nations flourish in harmony and sustainability. Coming up, pet stores in the USA help canines find good homes. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. More rewarding news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, foresighted news for an intelligent world. In animal welfare news, a pet store in the USA helps in adoption of animal companions. The Animal House pet store in St. Petersburg, Florida stopped having dogs that customers can purchase. Instead, the store now assists animal welfare organizations in finding caregivers for sweet canines. Owner of the store, Ms. Rebecca Hearn, said, "There are just so many dogs out there that need homes that are older or have families who couldn't keep them for a number of reasons. Congratulations, all adoptive parents, on the fantastic opportunity to get to know and love a fun, smart animal companion. May both your lives be immeasurably blessed by this wonderful experience."
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, More Exercise.
arts, Schutter den Kopf. Junger Mann, Sie brauchen viel mehr Bewegung. Sie sollten jeden Tag mindestens eine Stunde spazieren gehen. Wann wäre denn die beste Zeit, bevor ich die Post austrage oder hinterher? Erkundigt sich der Briefträger.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
From my heart, I send a kind regards to the Supreme Master Qinghai. I give her my most sincere gratitude for her spiritual help and for helping our country, Colombia. I am sure that heaven will have many blessings for you in that you have the courage to give to us. Though we don't deserve it, Master, I love you from the deepest part of me. Thank you. Marta from Bogota, Colombia.
Greetings, Martha. We are so happy to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has graciously replied to you.
Beautiful heart, Martha. You are welcome, loved one. Every soul is precious and every being is equally great. It's just some have forgotten their true divine self. What I give is just a tiny fraction of what I really want to offer. Pray that God bless and protect you and your country always. And you are in my heart. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We sure do appreciate your comments and stories, so if you would like to share them with us, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. Supreme Master Television is available all around the world any day of the year and any time of day.
May we cherish all life on our lovely planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A health program at Aga Khan University, or AKU, in Pakistan, offering quality health and socio-economic support to less fortunate residents of Karachi, wins the McJanet Prize for Global Citizenship.
The US-based Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation partners with Dubai Cares in the United Arab Emirates to co-fund projects to improve the health and education of children in developing nations.
Moroccan Foreign Minister Taib Fassi Ferri affirms his country's intention to resolve Morocco-Algeria border matters and resume normal diplomatic relations.
Receiving favorable feedback from the indigenous Wangkatjungka community in Australia on a 12-month alcohol ban, Minister Terry Waldron announces the ban's extension for another year.
Held at Kent State University in Ohio, USA, the first annual Vegan Iron Chef competition launches a week of Earth Day celebrations.
During a 6-month training program in Baghdad, Iraq, women have the opportunity to learn to read, write, and count, and are paid for each lesson they attend.
Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai jointly celebrate their country's Independence Day, indicating their commitment to working together toward national unity.
A study by Baylor College of Medicine in Texas, USA, reveals that drinking low-sodium vegetable juice with careful calorie intake can assist in the goal of losing weight.
An inscription created in Tabriz, Iran, as part of a 5-year project by Iranian scholar Eliza Saidi, is dedicated to peace and friendship extended from Iran to the world.
U.S. State Department spokesman Robert Wood states that the U.S. is welcoming a proposal by Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez to restore full diplomatic relations between their countries.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.